This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound?
Let's turn to the potential crimes that we know have happened. Leaks of certain information. Here's a short list of what I have. The contents of alleged transcripts of alleged conversations between Mr. Flynn and Mr. Kislyak. The contents of President Trump's phone calls with Australian and Mexican leaders, the content of Mr. Trump's meetings with the Russian foreign minister and the ambassador, the leak of the Manchester bombing suspect's identity and crime scene photos, and last week, within 20 minutes of this committee meeting in a classified setting with Jim Comey, the leak of what the basis of Mr. Comey's innuendo was. Are these leaks serious threats to our national security, and is the Department of Justice taking them with the appropriate degree of seriousness in investigating and ultimately going to prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law?
Thank you, Senator Cotton. We have had one successful case very recently in Georgia. That person has been denied bail, I believe, and is being held in custody. But some of these leaks, as you well know, are extraordinarily damaging to the United States security. And we have got to restore a regular order principle. We cannot have persons in our intelligence agencies, our investigative agencies, or in Congress leaking sensitive matters on staff. So this is, I'm afraid, will result in, is already resulting in investigations, and I'm fear that some people may find that they wish they hadn't leaked.
Well, Attorney General Jeff Sessions' comments yesterday as he gave testimony on the Hill, and of course we're going to be talking at length about his testimony and what we now know, and are we better off, and you know, what does it put into question regarding the special counsel? And you know, it was interesting, in the and of course there were some challenges you know, in terms of AG Sessions answering questions that he wanted to protect, still in some sense with executive privilege, you know, and to give the president time to see whether or not he wasn't given privilege specifically by the president. So he didn't have specific cover, but the fact that there may be, he was reticent to answer some questions, and that seemed to torment several of the Democrats. That he couldn't answer it. I think he quoted a stipulation on why he couldn't, and he should have left it at that instead of trying to re-explain every time. And he should have said, that's what I'm taking my stand on. That's how I'm, you know, this is my position and why I'm not going to answer and feel like I cannot answer that question. Because it might fall into something of executive privilege and have some sort of covering. You know, it was interesting to hear the responses afterwards. And like I said, we're going to be talking at length. We've got Jenny Beth Martin from Tea Party Patriots is going to be on with us later. Former FBI agent will be here as well. James Herson has comments. More specifically about James Comey. But meanwhile, the breaking news this morning, if you have not heard, is that we had Steve Scalise, Roger Williams, shot in Virginia along with some aides. This is a breaking story. House Majority Whip Scalise and Williams, as I said, were shot, and multiple congressional aides were also hit by a gunman with a rifle who opened fire at a GOP baseball practice in Virginia. This morning, this is according to Fox News and has been confirmed. The gunman was shot by U.S. Capitol Police, apprehended and taken to the hospital, officials say. According to Senator Mike Lee, the gunman is dead. So we will have more on that as it becomes available. Breaking news that we have Steve Scalise, Roger Williams shot in Virginia, and aides were also hit. And this was at a baseball practice, a GOP baseball practice. On a softball field. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America. Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Breaking tonight, Fox News confirming the bizarre backstory behind controversial comments from a longtime friend of President Trump, indicating or suggesting last night that the president might be, quote, considering firing Special Counsel Robert Mueller, the man in charge of investigating the president's potential ties to Russia. The White House immediately pushed back on these comments. But tonight, the source of that story is doubling down. Fox News chief national correspondent Ed Henry joins us live at the White House to cut through. This has been a lot of noise. And what's the real story here, Ed?
That's right. Good evening, Martha. This may be more of a feeding frenzy than a real substantive controversy, because there are no signs here at the White House tonight that President Trump is seriously contemplating firing that special counsel, Robert Mueller. In fact, today, Republican leaders on the Hill, Paul Ryan and Kevin McCarthy, both said the flames of this story were being fanned by, yes, the media, with the New York Times, MSNBC, and others eagerly piling on because it raised the specter of, yes, more chaos around here, and because it started, as you noted, with a friend of the president, Chris Ruddy of the conservative news site Newsmax, showing up here at the White House yesterday and then telling PBS the commander-in-chief was, quote, considering perhaps sacking Mueller. Ruddy told me in a subsequent phone interview, quote, while I am not claiming the president said it to me, I am confident of my sourcing. He is definitely considering it as an option. We should note that Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary, did not directly deny that firing Mueller was an option when he said, quote, Mr. Ruddy never spoke to the president regarding this issue. With respect to this subject, only the president or his attorneys are authorized to comment. Well, people close to that very legal team told our own John Roberts they believe Ruddy got this information from watching another Trump lawyer on television over the weekend talk hypothetically about a Mueller firing. Well, Ruddy went on MSNBC today to say Spicer wanted him to tweet out a clarification that never came.
I think if you're putting out press releases at 11 o'clock at night saying that Chris Ruddy did not speak with the president on this matter when I never claimed I did, it seems a little ridiculous, doesn't it? Look, I think the president himself gave his own communications department a C+.
Now, for the record, Ruddy himself says he does not think Mueller will be fired, and the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, testified today that a decision on firing Mueller is actually his to make, not the president's, and he sees no reason to do that. He wants Mueller to have independence. So the bottom line tonight is that this, it seems, is much ado about not very much. Martha?
Wow, that's the world we live in. Ed, thank you very much.
It is the world we live in. All kinds of little, you know, shiny objects out there, and the media goes absolutely ballistic. I mean, you know, and you go, okay, well, does this get attention? But is it real? And that's part of the issue here. And everything, I mean, it is amazing. In the world of fake news, we are becoming aficionados and almost 10-degree black belts in you know, the disposition of fake news here, the way it's thrown out there. And, of course, you know, the mainstream media would go absolutely nuts. You know, what do you think in terms of this? I think there's other issues to be concerned regarding Mueller. You know, the fact that he is so tight with, you know, with James Comey. Can he be objective? I think that's the main question that's coming out. Also, his legal team that he has surrounding himself with. It, we're now finding out that his legal team, you know, there's ties with Clinton's, ties with the Democratic National Committee, you know, is this going to be processed in a way that is objective? Is I think that if we ever needed some objectivity, it is with this special counsel. And, you know, as we've been saying here, you know, the hiring of the special counsel, it seems now, is not about a crime. It has to do more with can we, you know, can we shut the Democrats up and that side of the echo chamber about this whole deal with Trump and, you know, the collusion. I mean, what is really clear and even came out again in the Sessions inquiry yesterday was that there's no there. I mean, it's, you talk about nothing burgers or Frank, what did Ed Henry refer to it as, a nothing Frankfurter or whatever. I mean, you know, Miss Clara's out there, you hear her voice, where the beef, you know, there's no beef here. I mean, there's time and again, it just seems to be laid out before us that there's no collusion. And meanwhile, you know, Mueller is going to have a blank check here to do this investigating. And, you know, we're paying for this. And I was sitting there watching this yesterday, you know, the testimony of Jeff Sessions. And I know for Jeff Sessions, there was some relief here because now he could speak for the most part, you know, freely and represent his own position because he had been misrepresented on so many occasions, because such is the case with the way the news operates. And as we've said many times here, and I think this will be the forever mantra, is that in the absence of facts, opinion rules. And we've got lots of opinions flying around, things suggested about Sessions. I mean, look at, I mean, and we knew this early on, but Jeff Sessions had to come on and say, look at, I'm at a reception. I mean, were there some ambassadors there? Yeah. Could I have shaken the guy's hand? Yeah. But was there a specific meeting? Was there something logged on the calendar and notes and you know, that sort of thing that had taken place? No, not at all. This did not happen. In fact, oh, yeah, by the way, which we've known early on after this was initially reported, but the mainstream media kind of hid that aspect, is that there were many Democrats there, too, at this reception. And so it's all tied in. And, oh, you know, like there was, you know, like Tom Cotton said, you know, what an incredible story. I mean, it's not one you would see with in any movie or James Bond movie or anything like that, or any of these, you know, these types of movies and actors that you would see. That it's a joke. I mean, it's too astounding that, you know, you would have the Attorney General and an ambassador for Russia with hundreds of people around them, you know, come up with some sort of diabolical exchange and meeting right in front of hundreds of people. I mean, how bizarre. But, you know, you almost have to reduce it to reality, you know, get all the fluff out of there and take a look at the picture and just say, this is so ridiculous. And because this is being drummed up again, I blame the Democrats and the mainstream media on this, because this is a humongous waste of money. And I'm sitting there watching and I go, man, you know, we've got all these senators there. Everybody, you know, you got Jeff Sessions, you have his aides. And I'm going, how much is this costing? You know, this is a ridiculous kind of thing, in my opinion, that we're spending so much time and money on chasing down this windmill. You know, it's like Don Quixote all over again here. You know, are we getting anything accomplished out of this? What are we finding out about this? But more of the same, which has been said, there's no proof. There's nothing there. There's no collusion. But the Democrats, Hillary Clinton et al., just cannot believe that Donald Trump, and they're trying, you know, Donald Trump got elected. They're doing everything they can to slow him down so that any changes, the way they see it, you know, that he can do the least amount of damage to the bureaucracy. is he's coming in as an outsider, looking at all the incompetence and trying to see what he can do to get this, you know, country back on track. And again, keep in mind, as I keep reminding you, that this is a mess that was created by the Democrats, clearly. And you've got an outsider trying to clean it up, and he's not getting a whole lot of help. Are you surprised?
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. Just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, I was down the right field line and just going into the batting cages when we heard the first shot, and then a few other shots followed, and then many, many shots followed after that, and everyone hit the ground and was trying to crawl out from the line of fire. The gunman was beyond the third base dugout, and you could see him, and Steve Scalise was down. He crawled for a little bit, and then he just laid still, and then he was the only one out on the field. There were other people wounded through this whole process. I'm not exactly sure when. Some were law enforcement. Others were staffers that come out to help us with our practice, young guys that want to participate. But we all hunkered down, but the shooter was mobile. And he went from beyond the end of the third base dugout towards the outfield and then came around on the other side towards the infield and kept firing. The security detail from Mr. Scalise was there and started to take position. And then he went behind another building and was still firing a rifle. And then he came back around the other side of the building and came out with a pistol, more in open area, and that's when they were able to take him down. At that point, when it looked like he was down, Jeff Blake and I were probably the first out there to see Scalise, started rendering care, putting pressure on the wound, and once the medic got there, we dressed him appropriately and made sure that he was conscious and aware, and we were getting him fluids because you knew he was losing some blood.
Well, this is, from the scene being reported there where you've got Representative Steve Scalise and also another representative, a congressman, was shot as well. And this is what is being reported. This happened in Virginia at a GOP congressional baseball team practice. And, Scalise, of course, a member of the House Republican leadership as the majority whip, appeared to have been shot in the hip. It appeared two Capitol Hill police agents were shot, according to Representative Mo Brooks, who explained and reported to this information to CNN as he was on deck when the shooting broke out. According to both congressional law enforcement sources, the shooting appears to be a deliberate attack. Two law enforcement sources told CNN the shooter, who is in police custody, has been taken to a hospital. There was a report earlier that that shooter is in fact dead, that he has succumbed to his wounds. And so you have also, as I mentioned, the other representative, Roger Williams, were shot, and as well multiple congressional aides. So all this is being ciphered out, and needless to say, this has been the first shooting of a congressperson since Representative Gabbert, as you may recall, when that occurred in Arizona. So, this is, a developing story. We will keep you apprised. And, according to Ron DeSantis, the Republican from Florida, he told Fox News he just left before the shooting. As he walked to his car, a man asked DeSantis if it was Republicans or Democrats practicing. About 3 minutes later, around 7:15 in the morning, the shooting began, DeSantis said. It reportedly lasted about 10 minutes. He says, behind third base, I see a rifle. I hear Steve Scalise over near second base scream. This is what Mo Brooks had related. While all of this is going on, Steve Scalise, the whip, was lying on the ground near second base position, crawling into right field, leaving a trail of blood. So you can imagine what is going on. So aside from Scalise, DeSantis, and Brooks, Representative Brad Wenstrup and Chuck Fleischman and Senators Rand Paul and Jeff Flake were among the 15 to 25 people at Simpson Field in Alexandria for the practice where the shooting took place. Paul told MSNBC that the Capitol Police weren't there. It would have been a massacre. Brooks said the gunman was using the dugout as cover and estimated the assailant got off 50 to 100 shots during the attack. So that is the breaking news coming out of Virginia this morning. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise and Representative Roger Williams were shot. Multiple congressional aides were also hit by a gunman with a rifle who opened fire at a GOP baseball practice in Virginia this morning, this being confirmed by Fox News. Well, as we continue on with the other story that captured all the attention last night regarding Jeff Sessions' interview or inquiry and testimony on the Hill. It has been most incredible, the response that's going on there. I, you know, I'm not sure what, you know, how you feel about it, but I got to tell you, after, you know, watching, you know, what some have characterized as a circus, I mean, it was, you know, going, okay, what is this all about? You know, the clearly the Attorney General was really, you know, upset and understandably about a detestable and appalling lie to suggest, as he says, in any way colluded with Russia. Sessions said he never saw anything or was aware of anyone else doing anything during the campaign that would fit the definition of collusion. Now, this inquiry has been going on for, what, almost a year now, and here at the congressional level has been going on for at least 6 months, and nothing in collusion is all, you know, has come about. In fact, the whole hiring of Mueller, Special Counsel Mueller, was to look into collusion, but you're hearing time and again there's no collusion, especially when the Democrats early on, they were, you know, spouting off there was collusion here and, you know, all this stuff, and this was their lockstep, you know, mantra and response to this issue about Russia, that there had to be collusion. I mean, that would be the only way that an outsider like Donald Trump could possibly win the Oval Office and, you know, supplant the Clinton machine. I mean, certainly had nothing to do with what the Democrats did, what they failed to communicate or their message. It had to be something else more diabolical in the form of Russia's interference with our election. That's the only way that they can understand this. But, you know, they keep running into closed doors when it comes to pursuing this collusion issue. So now here we are. We hire a special counsel in Mueller to look into this once and for all, hopefully, to keep these people quiet, to say, okay, hey, there's nothing there. So what is he going to tell us new? This is why I'm saying, look, if we're going to do a special counsel, and if we're thinking about, you know, the whole process, you know, how, you know, things have taken place, what kind of interference we had from Russia, what about the interference we had here in the homeland? What about, you know, the antics of Democratic operatives that were interviewed, if you remember in that video, you know, closed video, that more private video, they were able to get information from these two key Democratic operatives who've been involved, you know, as they say, for 50 years, they've been busing people. Well, you know, are we going to look at voter fraud? I mean, if you're going to open this body up, let's just open it up and take a look at everything. You know, how is it that time and again you have voting districts with 120% voting, you know, that's taken place? And don't tell me it's just a mere exception. We know that more people are voting in particular districts. And in many cases, too many cases, we're talking people who have expired. I think it's quite ironic and comical that they may die a Republican, but yet come back alive as far as the voting is concerned and vote Democrat. So go figure. You know, so a lot of shenanigans are taking place here. But are we ready to really get down and, you know, figure out what is going on? But I got to tell you, I was, you know, I respected that, you know, Attorney General Sessions took the opportunity to plead his case and counter, you know, all this fake news that has been out there, you know, from the media. And there was no doubt. I mean, it was the Republicans against the Democrats. The Democrats came hard at Sessions trying to, you know, further this narrative or at least add some sort of information about it. And, of course, they asked questions about what the president was thinking. It was like, how would he know what the president would think? I mean, talk to the president, you know, what that's about. It was kind of, I thought it was a bit silly, some of the questioning, just saying from my perspective. 29 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We are live.
This report is brought to you by the National Endowment for Financial Education. A recent study by the Program for International Student Assessment, or PISA, on the financial proficiency of teenagers ranked the United States 7th out of 15 countries with regards to financial literacy. The National Endowment for Financial Education, or NEFI, says there is a dual responsibility with parents and schools to educate teens on money matters. Ted Beck, president and CEO of NEFI, on how parents can help teens become money savvy.
The single biggest factor is parental involvement. And so starting at an early age, talk to your children about money, about how you run your budget, how you pay for things, how income works, so that they understand basically the dynamics of the household. And please make it a discussion, not a lecture. And one thing you can do is actually get your child to open a bank account or a credit union account.
For more information on how to help your teen manage their financial future, visit smartaboutmoney.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350-350. That's C-L-E-A-R 88 to 350-350.
Hey, DC. There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
I say it's not only something that D.C. should remember, but all of America's citizens should embrace and remember. Jenny Beth Martin is with us, president and co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots, which has grown to be one of the largest and most effective national umbrella groups within the Tea Party movement. Jenny Beth now uses her network to reach millions of Americans every week with education updates about fiscal responsibility, free market principles, and constitutionally limited government. Jenny Beth, good morning. Good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you. I appreciate the time. I do want to talk about Jeff Sessions' testimony from yesterday, but before we do, the breaking news that the Majority Whip Steve Scalise has been shot. It was reported earlier that Roger Williams was shot. This was at a GOP baseball practice at 7 o'clock this morning. But what they're saying now is that Roger Williams was not shot. It was actually one of his aides. So we've got Steve Scalise confirmed was shot and taken to the hospital. And several aides were also hit. And, Rand Paul saying thank God for, the police being there. If they had not, this could have been a massacre. I mean, you're talking something like 100 rounds were fired into the baseball field here, targeting these people. And Steve DeSantis said that, and I don't know if it was the shooter, but he said prior to the shooting breaking out, a guy came up and asked him if it was Republicans or Democrats playing on the field. And when he told him Republicans, the guy went off. So I don't know if that was the same same person that, became the shooter and, created these injuries.
Yeah, it's very, very concerning to see and watch this news as it develops this morning. Last week, after the Comey hearing, I said on several different radio interviews that I'm very concerned about where things stand in our country, because if you watch CNN and MSNBC versus Fox News, it's as if we're living in two different Americas and our country is so sharply divided. I heard that reinforced this weekend from people I was talking to from my home state in Georgia, expressing concern about where things stand in our country. And seeing this today, if it was indeed politically motivated, it's very, very concerning. We as a country and as activists have to make sure we focus on the issue and not the people. These people were elected to represent us, whether we like them or not. They're elected to represent us. What we can take issue with is the actions that they're taking and the issues and the stances that they take on issues. And I think that we've got to remember and distinguish our anger and our frustration at what they do versus who they are.
Well, you're exactly right, Jenny. You know, the vitriol has continued to increase. I mean, here we've got, the Endowment of the Arts, National Endowment of the Arts, doing Shakespeare in the Park, depicting, you know, Donald Trump being assassinated. I mean, what is this? I mean, you know, if we're not showing pictures, you know, with a comedian of his head cut off, now he's being assassinated. And they for some reason, in the name of art and this increasing contention and anti-Trumpism that's going on, it just seems all part and parcel and somewhat acceptable. But to your point here is we are we are upping the ante, and and here we've got legislators, we've got representatives of our government being shot at and shot. What's next?
And that's a question I'm sure that many people around the country right now, as they watch this news, are asking, what's going to happen next? The things that you just said about the Shakespeare in the Park, I thought of the Kathy Griffin holding the image of Donald Trump being beheaded. Alec Baldwin, I think, went to that play that depicts, in essence, depicts President Trump being killed in a Shakespeare play. Art has a place, and we have free speech in our country. And we also have to remember that with free speech, as individuals who are exercising freedom, comes responsibility.
Exactly.
And
yes.
I'm not saying they don't have the right to do that. What I am saying is, do you really think that's the right thing you should be doing? Mm-hmm. Is that the kind of emotion you want to stir up in our country? Because actions have consequences, and the things that these actors are doing, which they may just think is funny and all fun and games, could have serious consequences. And that's, I'm sure, not at all what they intended. I can't imagine that any of them who are watching that were hoping that something like what happened today would have been something that if indeed what happened today is politically motivated, was the outcome. I just think we, again, have to remember, focus on the issue, not on the people. And if we do that, we can be much more productive as American citizens and as activists, and we can get along. Mm-hmm. It saddens me when I hear people say, well, I can't get along with people, my own family members on Facebook anymore, because we disagree so much on politics.
No, it is a sad commentary of where we are right now. But, we've been here before, Jenny Beth, and this too shall pass. We'll get through it. And hopefully it doesn't have to be where something, incredibly awful takes place, as if this isn't already. I mean, we need to accept this for what it is. I mean, this is a sad commentary on our culture right now that somehow, we're opening the door to this kind of attack and violence. And as you say, nothing good comes out of this. It's not like, Steve Scalise gets shot and all of a sudden the government's back whirling again and jobs are taken care of and everything. All this stuff becomes a distraction, as you say, in terms of putting our best foot forward and all our energies in the right place. We've got about 3 minutes left here, Jenny, and I appreciate your commentary on this, but I want to get your insight as to the Jeff Sessions testimony yesterday. What was your takeaway?
once again, we see there's no evidence of collusion between President Trump and the Russians regarding hacking or interfering with our election. There's no evidence of obstruction of justice. And it appears, I thought it was refreshing to see Jeff Sessions voluntarily say, I want to go before the Senate under oath.
Yes.
And say, this is what happened. I want to put my side of the story out there. Ask me the questions, let the whole public hear it. And I'm sure he's thinking, let's just do this so we can put it to rest, so we can get back to the work that the American people elected this president to do. And that's what needs to happen, ultimately. And one final thing, you're right that we've been through much worse in our country. So if people are listening today and disheartened by what they're seeing in Washington, D.C., or in the news this morning, or just from D.C. in general, our country has been through much, much darker times. And we survived and we came out stronger, because that's what America does. And we are going to do that again. We just have to keep working towards our goals and focus on freedom.
Exactly. And as you say, with free speech comes responsibility, and we need more adults in the room here right now. And we need the mainstream media to be a part of the solution, not part of the problem. I mean, they're whipping up flames. And, what positive thing is coming out of, you know, the reporting that they're doing and the negative reporting? And here we are. We're spending a lot of money here, Jenny Beth, on this special counsel. And the whole reason that they hired the special counsel was, oh, yeah, because of collusion. And now even the Democrats, it's taken them a while, but they even have to admit that there's no there.
Right. And if there's not, it's time to dissolve the special counsel and get back to the work the American people elected us to do.
Well, Jenny Beth, again, congratulations, for all the hard work that you're doing. Thank you for activating the Tea Party and other patriots to come alongside. Where can they go and get connected with the Tea Party patriots and activate their citizenship so they're part of the solution?
Go to teapartypatriots.org. Again, that's teapartypatriots.org. Sign up on our email list. We'll keep you up to date and active, and we will focus on productive actions we can take to affect change and expand freedom in America.
Thank you, Jenny Beth Martin. Appreciate it.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Amazon has announced that customers participating in select government assistance programs can now get the benefits of Prime for $5.99 per month. Prime members will receive unlimited, fast, free shipping on more than 50 million items, Prime Video, Prime Music, Prime Reading, Prime Photos, and more for $5.99 per month, with the ability to cancel any time. Julie Law with Amazon Prime.
We know when people try Prime, they love it. We designed this membership option for customers receiving government assistance to help them access the best of Amazon. To get started, customers will need a valid electronic benefits transfer card, or EBT, and we'll have more ways to qualify in the future. Customers who join Prime save money and time through our low prices, unlimited premium video and music, as well as our convenient delivery.
For more information or to sign up for a 30-day free trial of Prime, visit Amazon.com/qualify.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride as we, have time for James Herson. Yes, it is his perfect time. James Herson, New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, I got to tell you, I've been waiting to talk to you after the Comey testimony. I thought, well, you and I could have a rather extended conversation.
Yes. Well, there's so much in the Comey testimony, but what I'm focusing on is the fact that it is so stunning that the head of the premier law enforcement organization, perhaps in the world, but certainly in the United States of America, the head of that organization that deals with evidence and proof would intentionally leak a government document through an intermediary and do so in order to manipulate the system like this.
Exactly.
Because he said he did it in order to push a special prosecutor on our government, which was successful. I think that is the key that no one, to me, is focusing on other than former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich. I mean, I just don't hear anybody. And as I said on your show previously, I felt that Robert Mueller had a conflict of interest because he was too close to James Comey, who inevitably would be a key witness in the investigation. Well, now Comey has done two things. Number one, he is potentially a target of an investigation because this, as I mentioned, what he did violates a specific federal statute. This talk about it being a private matter, he's a private citizen, is bogus.
Right.
He did it within the scope of his employment. He did it on government property. It clearly was a government document. It does not have to be classified. And that's another bogus argument that's being made. And since he's a target, then Mueller has double the conflict of interest. And then add to that the fact that Comey, as I said earlier, did this in order to work the system in an illicit way. What it does is it questions the entire underlying reason and process by which this special counsel was chosen.
Exactly.
So the whole special counsel concept is thrown up in the air. And to me, there's a lot of other issues. I mean, he brought up, there's the Loretta Lynch thing, and there's lots of things. But this, to me, the fact that Robert Mueller should step down, that he has more reason to recuse himself than Jeff Sessions ever did, or that Devin Nunes ever did, and it's just not being discussed properly, of course, in the mainstream media, but it's not being discussed properly on Fox News or even in talk radio. That's why we're doing it.
Right, exactly. Well, and we find ourselves often talking about those things that others do not want to discuss. And to me, between that and what Loretta Lynch had to say about not calling it an investigation, but using the DNC's talking points instead and calling it a matter, I mean, right there, you know, when you talk about somebody prejudicing an investigation, what does that say about, you know, the Attorney General?
Well, it shows that his credibility should be at a very low level. Mm-hmm. First of all, his testimony doesn't hang together. He says that it made him feel queasy when Loretta Lynch asked him to do something which arguably was illegal. It certainly was dishonest. It certainly was unethical. And yet, did James Comey go and run to his computer and write a memo, a CYA memo that he subsequently leaked? No. Did he talk to anyone about Loretta Lynch's illicit request? No. He followed it.
Yes, exactly.
And, you know, the other thing that undermines his credibility is that on May 3rd, in front of the Judiciary Committee, he testified that he had never leaked anything related to this Russia investigation or to the Hillary investigation. Well, he also testified that he didn't use a third party to leak, which arguably is perjury.
Mm-hmm.
At least one of these things is perjury. And then he testified that the reason what prompted him to do all this, to leak this, to get it in the public square, was the president's tweets. Problem is, the tweet and a timeline occurred after Comey's leak appeared in the New York Times. See, Comey's testimony is the testimony of someone that seems to be making part of it up.
Yes.
Because it doesn't hang together. It doesn't fit. And so, these things weren't followed up properly. It's good to know that Dianne Feinstein wants to bring in Loretta Lynch,
yes, right.
And ask her about this. But she ought to be bringing in some of Hillary's people, because Loretta Lynch was conforming to the Hillary Clinton campaign. And mainly, she ought to bring in Bill Clinton and have that meeting on the tarmac investigated, because the meeting on the tarmac was what preceded the meeting between Comey and Loretta Lynch, where Loretta Lynch asked Comey to downplay his public representation of the Hillary investigation, email investigation. This is so much more serious than the so-called Russia collusion investigation. That's why the Democrats are shifting away from discussing. You notice they're not saying Russia, Russia, Russia as much now.
Exactly.
They're saying obstruction, obstruction, obstruction.
Well, James, the other thing I found quite interesting, you know, Judicial Watch asked for a FOIA request on what was spoken. You know, what did former President Clinton and Loretta Lynch talk about on the plane? Well, Loretta Lynch said it was only about grandkids and golf, but they cited national security and not wanting to release what was discussed on the airplane on the tarmac in Arizona. So little did you know that grandkids and golf now is up there and covered by national security.
Oh, sure. Grandkids and golf is classified. No one, virtually no one. I mean, I heard Democratic strategists chuckling over that statement that it was grandkids and golf.
Yeah.
And that's a really weak kind of a cover-up. I mean, at least she could have told a more creative lie.
Right.
You know, and say, Clinton and I were discussing the history of the vast right-wing conspiracy or something like that.
Yes.
But in any case, it's really great that Judicial Watch continues on their FOIA requests. They keep unearthing new things to be investigated. And it just seems like Republicans don't want to investigate the real culprits. Because otherwise, they have far more evidence to investigate.
Well, and that's the thing that's bothersome. Just, you know, exactly. They have so much more, and it's like they're so bifurcated. They can't seem to agree on what they... It's almost like you need to call time out. Go down. Go have a cup of coffee. You guys figure it out. Let's get a party line and go after this situation. I mean, you know, pick one. There's so many out there for you to put your teeth into and circle the wagons around it and go after it. James, I don't know if this bothered you, but really what bothered me, and I'm kind of a body language kind of guy. I watch how people say things and the manners in which they do it. And James Comey really bothered me when he talked about how it seemingly so casually that he was just, you know, willing to leak this information to a liberal professor who was going to hand it off to a liberal enterprise like the New York Times. I mean, this was a total setup. But the way in which he expressed it, it was like, something he did all the time. And I may be reading too much into it, but it just bothered me the way he spouted out there. Like, you know, he felt very self-justified and self-righteous to make this adjudication all by himself.
I'm so glad it bothers you, because it ought to bother everyone when a guy who is acting as the top law enforcement official, who the president has tasked with going after leakers, just proudly admits that he's a leaker. That is really, it's outrageous. And yeah, it definitely should. And I do think it indicates something about the hubris and arrogance of people who work within the deep state. When they watch and they let other people off, if, you know, we understand. I mean, certainly Comey let Hillary off the hook. He had mountains of evidence. He gave out immunity like it was candy. He did things that to undermine the investigation. Well, he expects the same privilege himself.
Exactly.
He thinks he can get away with this. His casualness was a confidence that no one in America should have, but it's a confidence that he has knowledge of this two-tier justice system that he himself has fostered and created.
And James, this is what's driving. This is what's driving inside the FBI, other agents, and this is what Trump was talking about. You know, the lack of confidence in the leadership and what's going on. I mean, I heard from a couple of insider FBI agents that said exactly right. I mean, the FBI they resented the fact that Comey was putting the FBI on a political plane. They're not comfortable with that whatsoever. This whole Hillary thing was an absolute disaster. It was a black eye to the FBI the way they see it.
Oh, it absolutely is. You know, I used to be officed in a building that was regional headquarters of the FBI. I'm pals with a whole bunch of them. And these guys are consummate law enforcement professionals.
Exactly. Well, James, we got to leave it there. I'm sorry. We're all out of time. Again, I told you we could have all afternoon to talk about this. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Thank you, James.
Thank you.
I tried salmon oil and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andre seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andrea's flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oil. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andrea's seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andrea's seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.